Four bright yellow shipping containers sit on a vacant lot on Dexter Avenue, a few blocks south of the Davison in Detroit. The $450,000 project, when finished, will be a venue for pop-up retail shops, local art, and food trucks. It was conceived of by the City of Detroit and is being paid for with strategic neighborhood funds and federal dollars. WDET's Laura Herberg recently went to the construction site to learn more about the project. She spoke to Dave Walker, design director for Detroit's Planning and Development Department, and Casey Michael, a nearby resident with the company The Propitious Spot, who's working to find retailers.
What's happening over here is this is part of what's called the Strategic Neighborhood of Fund area. And so we're kind of taking a look at these whole entire neighborhoods, such as Russell Woods and Dexter Linwood and over here in Narden Park. And we're looking at how to kind of identify a future for their growth. And one of the interesting things for us is what we notice is you can't build neighborhood without strong commercial corridor. And so Dexter is our strong commercial corridor that we want to build as part of our neighborhood redevelopment strategy. We're going to redo the street. We're going to put in a bike lane. We're going to redo light poles, street trees, furniture, bus stops. But as part of that, we want the retail to be, also have some help. So to do that, we felt like we had so many vacant lots on the corridor that we needed to establish some type of retail base. So we established this pop-up.
And how far along are we in filling the pop-ups with tenants? Do we know who is going to occupy this space?
We have three tenants lined up: Sweetest Touch, Lash Amour, and Auntie D's Female Clothing Accessories.
So tell me a little bit more about those businesses.
Auntie D's, she sells clothes, accessories. She's been in business, I think, 3 years. Lash Amour, she's a young entrepreneur, just 18. And she's just out of high school, ready to get into the business with her dad being by her side. He came with her to sign the lease agreements. Yeah. And then Sweetest Touch, she sells chocolate-covered fruit, strawberries, pineapples, and whatnot. She also does drinks, smoothies, and she creates these awesome solid chocolate figurines. You know how they make cakes that looks like shoes or cakes? She does that with chocolate.
So let's talk a little bit more about the design. This is obviously very modern, very fresh, very eye-catching.
Right.
It also really stands out from some of the historic architecture that's in the area. We have a lot of brick homes around here. A lot of these homes are approaching 100 years old. I've heard from some residents that it doesn't quite fit in. Can you speak to that a little bit?
So what's the interesting piece about that is we hired the architecture firm Kim Doakes, Doakes Design, to actually lay out the shipping containers, to choose the colors and things like that. Now, interestingly enough, because we are in a historic district, it did have to go through the Historic District Commission. And so then they had to kind of basically choose or okay the color selections and different things like that. It was Kim Doakes' idea that we wanted something to really pop, to really get people's eye-catching, and to be a little bit different mixture of what's happening in the neighborhood. And so we chose this color in an effort to say, hey, guys, we've got some exciting things going on here. We hope to activate the inside. So the color is different from the neighborhood, but it's there because we're trying to just do something eye-popping. Now, it is temporary. So the pop-up is only going to be here for 4 years, and then we're going to remove it and then RFP the site, hoping to get a developer to come here and develop.
Why does something like this matter?
It matters a lot because we're trying to show that neighborhoods have a future and that we as a city want to invest in neighborhoods. And so we want to show people that you can come and shop on these streets. These streets are safe. They have business owners and they have residents. And it's important to show people that we can have an active entrepreneurial spirit on Dexter. And that's what this represents. If you have a business, if you have an idea, we're going to have a pop-up space for you to try out your idea. And we want you to come over and check this out.
That was Detroit Design Director Dave Walker and the Propitious Spot's Casey Michael. They spoke to WDET's Laura Herberg about a retail pop-up that's being built out of bright yellow shipping containers on Detroit's west side. The city says construction is expected to be completed by July.